If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May.
Why play safe when you can play powerful? Lisa Nichols. Hey ladies, another day, another podcast, and today's a very special day. It's International Women's Day. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's taken me a while to get here where I actually want to celebrate this day. You might be thinking, but why, Heather? You're a woman. The truth is, it was never important to me before. I just went about my day, did what I needed to do, and didn't really realize how many women before us fought, protested, lost their lives, and dedicated their life's work to making sure that we had a voice. So here I am today, working with women, realizing how disempowered we still are, how our deeply ingrained limiting beliefs of who we need to be and how we need to show up in the world, how that affects our motherhood, how that affects our careers, how that affects our bank accounts, and how we feel about ourselves. And now more than ever, I see it. I realize, wow, we truly didn't have a voice. Wow, we've had to fight hard, tirelessly, for who we are, for our gender. And the beauty is, I can speak my truth. Yes, I'll have naysayers. Yes, I'll have people who judge me. But most likely, nobody is going to kill me because I'm using my voice. I can enter a marathon. I can vote. I can do a lot of things now because I'm a woman. And this is the impact that we make more than ever. Even though I'm not raising daughters, I am raising sons. And I'm showing them how to teach women. I'm showing them that women can be powerful, that women are powerful. Why play safe when you can play powerful? There's a difference. I think the movement for women has done a little pendulum swing, and we're now trying to find the middle ground from having no voice to having it all. But how do we want to feel? What is the life that we want to be living as women? How do we want to express our art and creativity in the world? How do we want to mother and nurture and provide? And more importantly, when we are on fire, when our souls are lit up, when we are speaking our truth and we are courageously taking action, this is when shit changes. This is when we break the boundaries. This is when we push against what we were taught as women and little girls. I was going to start this podcast with saying, thank your mama today. And I know not everyone gets along with their mama or their mother or their parents. But man, when I look at my mom, and it makes me want to cry, and I think, you did a lot, and you did the best that you possibly could. And there's a lot that I didn't agree with, but I have a choice to change that. I have a choice to take the baton and say thank you, and to inspire the next generation to say, it doesn't have to feel that way for you. So what does it mean? What does International Women's Day mean for you? Because when I look back in history, there's things I can't even fathom that I would have to deal with. What? We weren't allowed to do that? I couldn't imagine. And 50 years from now, the next generation and their children, they're going to look back and go, oh my God, I can't believe women used to do that. Become the change you want to see. So don't just celebrate today with an Instagram pic. Be the change you want to see. Embody it. That is how we change and break those limiting beliefs and limiting patterns that we have within ourselves. So whether you were inspired by the female figures in your life that made you want to become more, or whether you looked at them and said, on behalf of who you were and what you had to deal with and go through in your life, I'm willing to become my best self to show you that anything is possible. Happy International Women's Day. I am so, so grateful for you. It actually took me 4 times to try to record today's podcast because I kept getting choked up. I'm incredibly blessed to be able to speak my truth. Now I want you to do the same. Go be you. We'll be right back.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.